10. Jerusalem Citizenship. The reception of a new class of Mansion World graduates is the signal for all Jerusalem to assemble as a committee of welcome. Even the Spornasia enjoy the arrival of these triumphant ascenders of evolutionary origin, those who have run the planetary race and finished the Mansion World progression. Only the physical controllers and the Mirantia power supervisors are absent from these occasions of rejoicing. John the Revelator saw a vision of the arrival of a class of advancing mortals from the seventh mansion world to their first heaven, the glories of Jerusalem. He recorded, "And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who had gained the victory over the beast that was originally in them, and over the image that persisted through the mansion worlds, and finally over the last mark and trace, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and singing the song of deliverance from mortal fear and death." Perfected space communication is to be had on all these worlds, and your anywhere reception of such communications is made possible by carrying the harp of God, a Mirantia contrivance, compensating for the inability to directly adjust the immature Mirantia sensory mechanism to the reception of space communications. Paul also had a view of the Ascendant Citizen Corps of Perfecting Mortals on Jerusalem, for he wrote, "But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the grand assembly of Michael, and to the spirits of just men being made perfect." After mortals have attained residence on the system headquarters, no more literal resurrections will be experienced. The Mirantia form granted you on departure from the Mansion World career is such as will see you through to the end of the local universe experience. Changes will be made from time to time, but you will retain this same form until you bid it farewell when you emerge as first-stage spirits preparatory for transit to the super-universe worlds of ascending culture and spirit training. 7 times do those mortals who pass through the entire Mansonia career experience the adjustment sleep and the resurrection awakening, but the last resurrection hall, the final awakening chamber, was left behind on the seventh mansion world. No more will a form change necessitate the lapse of consciousness or a break in the continuity of personal memory. The mortal personality, initiated on the evolutionary worlds and tabernacled in the flesh, indwelt by the mystery monitors and invested by the spirit of truth, is not fully mobilized, realized, and unified until that day when such a Jerusalem citizen is given clearance for identia and proclaimed a true member of the Mirantia Corps of Nebadon, an immortal survivor of a juster association, a paradise ascender, a personality of Mirantia status, and a true child of the Most Highs. Mortal death is a technique of escape from the material life in the flesh, and the Mansonia experience of progressive life through 7 worlds of corrective training and cultural education represents the introduction of mortal survivors to the Mirantia career, the transition life which intervenes between the evolutionary material existence and the higher spirit attainment of the ascenders of time, who are destined to achieve the portals of eternity. Sponsored by a brilliant evening star.